Personality worship and falling in line behind a dear leader is very much part of leftist political life and fits with its political theory. And despite the fact that many conservative voting people as individuals will do similar occasionally, American conservatism as a political philosophy recognizes and respects authority and order, but eschews personality worship as it is born of anti-monarchical and tyrannical attitudes. American conservatism generally puts following a correct philosophy or set of principles ahead of following a person. Leftists in the media and elsewhere don't understand this. They're often shocked when Republicans or conservatives speak up against another conservative. Remember, with Obama, the liberals in Congress and in the media generally slavishly followed his every arrogant leftist whim with muted criticism. In a story headlined, "Two Texas Republicans Explain Why They Aren't Afraid to Call Trump Out on Twitter," the Austin American-Statesman reported, "It's no secret that U.S. Reps Chip Roy and Dan Crenshaw are staunch allies of President Trump, but they also have cultivated reputations for speaking their minds, even in opposition to Trump." The pair spoke at the Texas Public Policy Foundation's annual policy orientation and answered questions afterwards about their occasional criticisms of the president. Reporters are confused by this and find it newsworthy largely because it is so different from the forced lockstep adherence to dogma central to their leftist leanings. While they call conservatives brain-dead followers, we all know from demonstrable experience that it's quite the opposite. I'm Robert Pratt of Pratt on Texas.